This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10 o'clock and coming up at 11.30 tonight, Fiona Torkington introduces tonight's Late Junction. Right now, though, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall in London, here's Andrew McGregor with the second of this evening's proms.
It seems strange to be introducing the proms debut of the Kronos Quartet. How can that be possible? They've been around almost 40 years, 40 years next year, in fact. I suppose they must have been busy every summer working on some of the 750-plus new works they've premiered over their extraordinary lifespan so far. And we'll be hearing one of the newest tonight. When I asked Kronos' leader, David Harrington, what was behind the design of this evening's programme, he told me he wanted to bring us something vast, something big enough for this huge space, and as an upbeat to the opening of the London Olympics. It's also a multicultural celebration. We begin with the intoxicating sound of Syrian pop music from a country currently torn by civil war. Kronos ends the concert with music by Alexandra Vrebelov from former Yugoslavia, reminding us that the differences that led to civil war in the Balkans can also lead to the most rewarding fusions in music. Between those bookends, Kronos brings us more proms premieres. Sofia Gubaidulina's fourth quartet with the delicious sound of strings played with little rubber balls. There's Amazing Grace, reimagined by American composer Ben Johnston. There's tonight's world premiere, Nicole Lisée's radiophonic workshop piece, Fiber Optic Flowers, and that concerns some of the paraphernalia you can already see on stage behind me. Tapes, arcade games, oscillators, cassettes, and a turntable. And there's a tale of unrequited love from Sweden. Now, the first number is also a love song, a piece of party music by Syrian star Omar Suleiman, and it's called I'll Prevent the Hunters from Hunting You. It's a song for a new lover. And David Harrington was reminding me earlier that most of the videos for Suleiman's hits involve the singer mustachioed in his trademark keffiyeh and shades, dancing or eloping with a woman, which may or may not happen after this evening's performance. David's going to be introducing the pieces for us on stage, so making their long overdue BBC Proms debut, please welcome the Kronos Quartet, violinists David Harrington and John Sherber, viola player Hank Dutt, cellist Jeffrey Ziegler. Thank you.
A song by Syrian pop star Omar Suleiman, arranged for the Kronos Quartet by Jacob Garcik. And the Kronos, they're listening to the backing track through earpieces. And viola player Hank Dutt actually playing the goblet drum tucked under his left arm. And next we're going to hear a work by Sofia Gubaidulina. I'll let David Harrington introduce this himself.
Thank you very much. That was music of Omar Suleiman, a piece called I'll Prevent the Hunters from Hunting You. And next we're going to play for you music by Sofia Gubaidulina, a piece written in 1994 for Kronos. It's her string quartet number 4. Thank you.
the real rising from the unreal. Sophia Gubaidulin has owned a brief description of her string quartet number 4, written for the ensemble you've just heard, giving its first proms performance. The Kronos Quartet, who by the end had finally acquired the ability to make the same otherworldly sounds as the two recorded quartets, using the little rubber balls on wires scraped along the strings.
Thank you very much. Our next piece was written by the American composer Ben Johnston. It's a set of variations on the Scottish tune Amazing Grace that's now become an American tune. It's a string quartet number 4, Amazing Grace by Ben Johnston. Thank you.
Amazing Grace, the string quartet number 4 from 1973 by American composer Ben Johnston. Variations on what he called a deceptively simple and direct-seeming tune, using his system of just intonation to explore what such a tune might have sounded like if equal temperament had never been adopted in Western music. Now, the Kronos Quartet's about to unleash a brand new work by a Canadian composer, Nicole Lisée. And she's used her BBC commission for Kronos to pay tribute to some of the sounds she grew up with from the golden age of the BBC's radiophonic workshop, where some of the defining sounds of electronic music took shape. One of the workshop's pioneers, Delia Derbyshire, spoke of wanting to smell fibre-optic flowers. And that's the subtitle Nicole Lisée's adopted. She's given the musicians plenty of toys to play with as well, as you're about to find out.
This evening, two of our composers are here. The first of the composers that's here is Nicole Lisée, and our next piece is the world premiere of her most recent piece, and it's called The Golden Age of the Radiophonic Workshop, commissioned by the BBC. Nicole Lisée.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've just heard the world premiere performance of The Golden Age of the Radiophonic Workshop, or Fiber Optic Flowers, by Canadian composer Nicole Lisée, celebrating the BBC's in-house electronic sound lab of the 1960s. And it was performed in tonight's late prom by the Kronos Quartet, augmenting their four-stringed instruments with a wonderful display of recherche electronica, oscillators, multi-track cassette decks, handheld arcade consoles, reel-to-reel tape machines, and something I thought I'd seen the last of, the Soundburger, a kind of portable vinyl turntable. Nicole Lisée's in the audience tonight. She's just made it on stage, shaking hands with Kronos' leader, David Harrington, and bowing to the audience at the proms, applauding the quartet for their efforts as David Harrington acknowledges her presence on stage, all five of them bowing together. She's written for Kronos before. She had quite a bit of fun, according to David Harrington, deciding who should play what. He got the K-oscillator. Well, next, our second love song of the night, but this time it's a traditional Scandinavian song of unrequited passion, A Thousand Thoughts.
Thank you very much. Our next piece is a song that I first heard on an album by the wonderful Swedish group called Triakel. And it's a song called Tusen Tankar, or A Thousand Thoughts. Thank you.
A thousand thoughts oppress me for love of one who can't be mine. A traditional song from Sweden, a haunting arrangement made by and played by the Kronos Quartet, whose BBC Late Prom ends with a work by Alexandra Vrabelov, who grew up in former Yugoslavia before studying in America. The piece is called Hold Me, Neighbor, in This Storm.
Thank you very much. Our final piece this evening was written for us recently by the Serbian composer Alexandra Vrabelov, who is here tonight, having her music played as Nicole's was for the very first time at the proms. This is a piece called Hold Me, Neighbor, in This Storm. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hold Me Neighbor in This Storm. Music by Balkan composer Alexandra Vrevolov. A way, she says, to piece together our identities, fractured by centuries of intolerance, and to reach out and celebrate the land so rich in its diversity. The land that would be ashen, empty, sallow, if any one of us, all so different, were not there. It was written in 2007 for the ensemble you just heard giving the work's first BBC Proms performance, the Kronos Quartet. Violinists David Harrington and John Sherber, viola player Hank Dutt, and cellist Jeffrey Ziegler. And as David Harrington was saying, Alexandra Vrevolov's here tonight. She's made her way onto the stage, standing in front of the Kronos Quartet, bowing low to this audience at tonight's late prom, showing her thanks to them. She said she was putting together different traditions, connecting histories, bells of Serbian Orthodox monasteries, Islamic calls to prayer, folk and religious music, ritual trance, prayers and tavern songs. And she decided to use one of Western classical music's most civilized sounds, she says, the string quartet, alongside the ethnic Balkan instruments you heard right at the start, the gusle, a bowed one-string horsehead fiddle played by David Harrington, and the tapan, a double-sided drum, which John Sherber was playing at the beginning. And also one of the voices, the voice of the old lady you heard singing solo on the tape, was the voice of Vrevolov's own maternal grandmother. Well, back on stage here are the members of the Kronos Quartet. They got to know her, Vrevolov, when she was studying in San Francisco. They toured her second quartet in the late 1990s, and apparently she's just finished a new triple quartet version of the Prelude and Liebestod from Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, which they're going to be premiering in the autumn. And it looks as though we're going to get an encore. They're taking their places back on the platform once again.
Thank you very, very much. This was really an amazing experience for Kronos, and we're delighted to play in your wonderful city. And we did hear that in a few days the Olympics might be starting, and we couldn't imagine coming to London and playing at the Proms without playing an English composer. And we'd like to conclude tonight with music by Clint Mansell from a film, The Fountain. This is called Death is the Road to Awe.
Music by Clint Mansell. Death is the Road to Awe from the soundtrack to the film The Fountain. The Kronos Quartet bringing an English composer to the proms. And after that thunderous ending, I must mention the man responsible for the sound design this evening, Scott Fraser, for Kronos. By the way, if you're a composer under 30 and fancy having your music played by them, then check out the Kronos Under 30 Project, the fifth edition of their programme supporting new music by young artists. Details on the quartet's website, closing date mid-November. Well, it's hard to imagine the contemporary musical landscape without Kronos and its commissions and cross-cultural collaborations. In the words of its founder, I've always wanted the string quartet to be vital and energetic and alive and cool, and not afraid to kick ass and be absolutely beautiful and ugly if it has to be. But it has to be expressive of life, to tell the story with grace and humour and depth, and to tell the whole story if possible. The words of David Harrington, back on stage with his fellow members of the Kronos Quartet. Well, that was the quartet's debut at the BBC Proms. It's happened, you heard it, back in Broadcasting House. Here's Jonathan Swain.
Andrew, thank you very much. Andrew McGregor there with the second of tonight's proms. And we're back live at the Royal Albert Hall tomorrow night, a prom with Jerzy Bielochlawik conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra in Dvořák's Seventh Symphony and George Sell's orchestration of Smetana's autobiographical First String Quartet. That's live here on Radio 3, home of the proms, starting at 7:30 tomorrow night. Well, in 5 minutes' time this evening, Fiona Talkington introduces tonight's Late Junction, music by Don Cherry's Organic Music Society from 1972. There'll be Saharan Blues from Al Husseini Anivola, the voice of Ariana Saval, plus the aircraft saxophone trio on board the Pyongyang Express. Late Junction is at 11:30. Until then, music from 16th century England, a motet by Thomas Tallis, Audivi Vocem, sung by the Tallis Scholars.
Thank you.
Thomas Tallis's motet Audivi Vocem, sung by the Tallis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips. Well, Through the Night sets off in an hour's time tonight with a performance of Bach's Goldberg Variations, though not as you normally hear them. Dmitri Sitkovetsky directs the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra from the violin in his own orchestration of the Goldbergs. That's Through the Night at 12:30 tonight with Susan Sharp. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. 11:30, and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Hello again and welcome to the programme. It's a shorter edition than usual today after that late night prom. And I decided to open tonight with that rather witty piece called Chase. It's by Robert Popper and played there by Robert with Justin Spooner. And thanks to Max for the Latitude Festival extravaganza last week. I'm very pleased to say we've still got some recordings from the Radio 3 stage at the festival, and I'm going to be dipping into those during next week's Late Junctions. Now, this is Al-Husseini Anivola, whose new album of Saharan blues is just out. And this is a song called Kamo Tarhanin.
Kamun tarhanin ya majrad hijid, majrad hijid na karhe qaya, majrad hijid na karhe qaya. Kamun tarhanin ya majrad hijid, kamun tarhanin ya majrad hijid, majrad hijid na karhe qaya, majrad hijid na karhe qaya. Majrad hi jadiyan kar hai qay, har bas nisan jarba hoti dita, har bas nisan jarba hoti dita. Kamun tarhanin ya majrad hi jid, kamun tarhanin ya majrad hi jid, majrad hi jad na kar hai qay, majrad hi jad na kar hai qay. Awen ya hadram ya dendar tsanet, hadawat togdha tarhanin ham, hadawat togdha tarhanin ham. Kamun tarhanin ya majrad hijid, kamun tarhanin ya majrad hijid, majrad hijid na karhe qaya, majrad hijid na karhe qaya. Majrad hijid, kamun tarhanin ya majrad hijid, majrad hijid na karhe qaya, majrad hijid na karhe qaya. Kamun tarhanin ya majrad hijid, kamun tarhanin ya majrad hijid, majrad hijid na karhe qaya, majrad hijid na karhe qaya. توضع أيادي إبليس ودوات إبليس ودوات يدورني جمك إبليس ودوات يدورني جمك التفوق توضع أيادي إبليس ودوات التفوق توضع أيادي إبليس ودوات إبليس ودوات يدورني جمك إبليس ودوات يدورني جمك إبليس ودوات يا أدبني سجام إبليس ودوات يا أدبني سجام أدبني سجام يا دسولنن سولن يا دتلاوال تفوق توضع يا إبليس ودوات تفوق توضع يا إبليس ودوات إبليس ودوات يا أدبني سجام إبليس ودوات يا أدبني سجام إبليس ودوات يا أدبني سجام أدبني سجام يا دسولنن أسولنن يا دتلاوال أسولنن يا دتلاوال التفوق توضع يا إبليس ودوات التفوق توضع يا إبليس ودوات إبليس ودوات يا أدبني سجام إبليس ودوات يا أدبني سجام جيرد ماني إنك تهينا جيرد ماني إنك تهينا يورورنا يا إبليس نسدم يورورنا يا إبليس نسدم التفوق توضع يا إبليس ودوار التفوق توضع يا إبليس ودوار إبليس ودوار يا أدب نسدم إبليس ودوار يا أدب نسدم
asking me about you. Friends don't stop to think of what they say. They keep reminding me while tears are blinding me. Old memories make me feel that way. blame if little raindrops fall? It was raining when you said goodbye. It got my eye. Now that you have gone away, every day is a rainy day. I was happy, some lucky someone knows. I can't believe it's over. Someone found you, I lost you. Well, that's how it goes. So I'm not crying. What good would it do? What good would it do? But when I think of you, there's rain in my eyes. Someone knows. I can't believe it's over. Someone found you, I lost you. Well, that's how it goes. So I'm not crying. What good would it do? What good would it do? But when I think of you, there's rain.
Well, blues come in many different forms. That was Al Boley from 1938, There's Rain in My Eyes. Following on from Tuareg Sahara blues man Al-Husseini Anivola. There is, of course, a deeply poignant feel to the new CD by the singer Ariana Saval, who dedicates the album to her mother, the great singer Montserrat Figueres, who died just a few months ago.